Now we're on Tess.
We're up.
Tess Ahmed Aleph. Okay, thank you. Two lines from the bottom. So Maskifla Rab Papa. Okay. We just said basically Tuma and Chiga are not comparable. Okay, but basically what we special leniency, even though somebody was lame on the first day, so he missed it, so there's no tashlumim according to Rabbi Yochanan. But somebody who's Tomei, yeah, it could be there is tashlumim because we have a precedence by Pesach. Okay, by Pesach Sheni. So Maskif La Rav Papa, proposes as a kasha. Hanichoi, that's good. Lamanda Omar, Pesach Sheni, tashlumim the Rishon, that they learn that Pesach Sheni is working in the way of tashlumim. Who? Ella Lamanda Amar. However, according to the Manda Amar, Sheni Regel Bifne Atzmohu, the Pesach Sheni is not actually fixing up the first one. It's an independent regel. For the people who didn't do the first regel, they can have a second regel. So it's not Tashlumin. So it's not comparable. So basically, our teretz for our kasha is gone. So my Ikulamemba, what's Rabbi Yochanan going to be able to say to answer this kasha? So Ella, I'm Rav Papa. Says Rav Papa, Kesava, Rabbi Yochanan holds Laila, the night, Eina, Mechusas, man, is not lacking time. Exactly. So if you look on the picture, that's the picture of the visual sheets. Previous one, the last picture, we see over there, that really the night time is Roy for Korban. And the point is basically just the base of Mikdash isn't open. They're not accepting Korbanos right now. But potentially it is Roy for Korban. So therefore, basically, it's not a kasha because he's Roy. But what kasha before was there's tashlumi for something that's not Roy, and a chiga is not Roy. But now we're saying really it is Roy. Okay.
Maybe that he just has to bring the comment that he was fitter.
He was higher from the night between the night.
He was higher, exactly. Very good. That beautiful shulman. But he was higher in the night time. Yeah, but it's both according to Rashi. But some people say like he was higher and Roy. And a chiga was not chayev. It was not roi at all because he's exempt because he's lame. But over here he's chayev and roi. This is not opening hours. My marshal was somebody who's 18. Yeah, can buy alcohol from the store, but it's closed right now. It doesn't mean that the store is closed. He's not 18. Right. So this korban is a korban, and he's chayev in a korban. He just can't. Right, I would think so. It's not chayav. I mean, he would be. I would assume it was like a chiga, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Somebody who came bar mitzvah on the first day of Kol HaMoed, according to Rabbi Yochanan, I would assume he would not have. He would not bring a chiga because he was exempt on the first day. Okay, and me, I'm a Rabbi Yochanan hachi. And did Rabbi Yochanan say thusly? So now let's look at our diagrams. Okay, fine, we're going to contrast things over here just to get a bit of background over here. Shechvah Zera, Kerry. I would have wrote semen on the top, but I don't know how to spell it. So I avoided it. So, okay, so over here, this is, you see over these are, it's a little bit whatever, but Chazal speak in very graphic terms over here. For example, I'll give you one so you can understand this picture on the one that says, whether the correction over there, you said there's these drops. These are drops flying through the air. The Chazal sometimes explains semen. It's yora kechets. It shoots like an arrow. Okay, hence it's going that way. So these are three drops of shichvas zera over here on the top. And if you write what I missed out when it says times three, it means even. If people write the word even by that, even if he sees three times, so it means three separate times of semen, he would go to the mikveh on that day. And he's done. Go to the mikveh. Right, maybe he'll sort of wait till the evening to if he wants to throw him as a coin, but he goes to the mikveh that day.
You mean
kosher
came once or twice?
Yeah, kosher, yeah.
He doesn't need
Harav Shemesh. No, we're not talking about that. He would need Harav Shemesh. He wanted a coin, all coinim, you should know that to eat truma you would have to wait till Seisach Kovim, as we're going to learn today in the first Mishnah Brachos. Okay, so now, Zav. So Zav, so I wanted to contrast Zav, or, and the thing that comes out of him is Zov. So this comes from, this is, I wrote, it's an unexcited dribble. Meaning he isn't aroused, and it just kind of drips out, and it actually looks a little bit different from Shichvat Zera, okay? Fine. Now, the first thing, if he sees Bible, that's the first, times one, if he sees one drip, he has to have, he can dip that day. Yeah, I didn't write over here, I don't know if he has to go to Mayan or to the mikveh. A Zav, if he's a Zav, a proper Zav, a Zav Godol, right, he would have to go to a Mayan. A normal mikveh would not be sufficient the first day, I'm not sure. But he can go to the mikveh on the first day, or a Mayan, I'm not sure which he goes to, but basically he doesn't have Shiva Nikim. If he sees, that next one, if he sees two drips, yeah, then he would have to do Shiva Nikim, right? That's the thing. And then on the seventh day, he would go to the Mayan. Okay, and then he would be Torah. Over here, he can be Torah in the day. Not like a Nida, sometimes Torah at night. He can Torah in the day.
But he
says that it means he saw, there's two ways. He either saw two drips in separate times, even on one day, or he saw one drip one day, another drip another day.
And it's
Zav Gadol. And he would go, and he would have to do Shiva Nikim, he'd have to check himself. Also men have to do that as well. Then he would go to the Maya. Now, if he sees three times, that's the next one. Means it's either three drips or one in 3 days consecutive, yeah. Then it would be the additional is basically the same as the previous, but also he would have to bring a korban, okay? And that's basically very similar to the nausea, right? If you look at the picture over here, the previous, right? So you know, just different with the guy with the hair and standing over a dead person, and over here is a drip. Yes.
Are we talking about an exhaustive?
Yes, that we're going to talk about
now, or are we talking about this and?
We're going to compare. We're going to ask Akasha now. We're just getting back now. You'll see it.
This is just under the banner of Alex.
Yes. This is it. Yes, exactly. So now, so this is what would happen. So somebody who had this unexcited would dribble, yeah, and then he would do the foot like this picture over here, yeah. And then what happens? So he's going to bring. So the same thing as the nose. He's going to bring a korban on the eighth day, and then he had another one. Yes. So that's the picture, right, over here. So if he saw three of them on the daytime. This is not mentioned in the Gemara. This is Poshet. It would have to bring two korbanos. You see over here, yeah? Two korbanos, right? That picture, everyone's with me? Okay? Now what's going to get questionable is what happens if we see over here the two pictures underneath. There's the one drip in the nighttime and two drips in the daytime, or alternatively, two drips in the nighttime and one drip in the daytime. Okay. So now let's try and fit that in. Okay? Now, me Amar Rebbe Yochanan Hafiz. Now we just said that basically Laila is not Mechusa's man. Basically, it's already, you know, he's already chayav a korban, and he just can't bring it, right? Because it's closed. But me Amar Rebbe Yochanan said Ra'a Achas. So we're talking about, this is the second time he saw, yeah. He saw Achas for Laila. So that's the, like on the left hand column, that's the second one down. He saw one in the night time, Ushtayim b'yoy, and he saw two drips in the daytime of the eighth day, which right. It's maybe. Maybe means a second korban. Okay? You bring a second korban? That's right, yeah. How new case, which is gonna be the next diagram. Shtayim b'layla, if you saw two in the night time, ba'achas b'yom, and if you saw one in the day, einoy, maybe. He does not bring a second korban. What's the difference? Well, it's like this. Because like this, in order to be, well, Rashi, first of all, let's just take a step back. Rashi, with the last diagram, it said, according to Rashi, Rashi says what we would have expected according to Rebbe Yochanan, that if we hold that Lila is not Mechusa's man, and that really is Chayiv in the night time, he's already basically Chayiv Korban. So he's already got into like stage two. He's already into like, you know, he, right? So even in the case, you see the bottom picture on the left, even if he saw three in the night time, if you hold Lila's not Mechusa's man, you should have to bring two korbanos. Okay? Fine. That's okay. Now, what's Pshat in Rebbe Yochanan over here? So now you've got to. So basically, if you look at this, if he saw two in the daytime, so he saw the majority in the daytime. Right, so that's going to be a part. That is very good. The Gemara is going to, there's going to be an issue with Machlokas Amoraim about your point. But we're just going to say, since he saw the majority, your question is asked, and the Gemara, which is coming up, yeah, he saw the majority in the daytime, okay? So therefore, he's already in the second stage, right? And therefore, he would bring two korbanos, yeah? Whereas, if he saw the majority in the nighttime, yeah, therefore, it's still like a continuum of the first one, and therefore, he wouldn't be chayav a second one. It would just be all one big...
It's not because the nighttime is not...
What's that? Yeah, you see. Well, you see from here that he obviously holds that it is mechusas man. So like, okay. But so carrying in the Gemara on the last word, right? From your last places, which I did. Yeah. But isal the daitach. If you hold, because some Rabbi Yochanan holds Laila is ain mechusas man a filu shtein belaila. Even if he saw two in the night, va'achas v'yoim, and one in the day, he would be maybe. Meaning, his statement, the halacha would be, even in that clause of the statement, you would bring two. But really, even if you saw three in the night time, you'd also bring. Okay? So, answers the Gemara. So that's the kasha. Okay? So answers the Gemara, kika amar Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Yochanan said this statement, the divrei is according to the opinion, meaning he doesn't hold it, but just saying, you know, according to them, yeah, Ladibri Oime, Laila Machosas Man. According to the opinion that holds that Laila is Machosas Man, this will be the halachic application, this will be the halach. Okay, good. Fine, so we basically said it's not Kashan. Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan wasn't speaking according. But now the Gemara is going to ask a Kashan. Ladibri Oime Peshita. According to the opinion that holds that Laila is not Machosas Man, that's Poshet, you know, we can work it out. Yeah, we would know this. So why is Rabbi Yochanan asked to tell us that? I mean, if Rabbi Yochanan is coming to tell you his opinion, which is important, then it doesn't have to be a chiddush. We just need to know what his opinion is. But if he's like telling us like a halacha, feed this person, we would need a chiddush, and this seems to be elementary. So answer the Gemara, shtayim biyom, if there's in the case of two in the day, va'achas b'layla, and one in the night, it's richalei. It is actually a chiddush. Salka dai techamini, because you would have thought could act. Could ask kafta like the kasha, derav shisha, re derav edi. Oh, we had to get right. The kasha over here is, you know, like what do you mean? He saw one at night. So if the one he saw at night, in order to be right, you know what we said, a zav gadot, right? In order to be a korban, you have to see three drips. So if you have to bring three drips, right, meaning every drip is necessary. So therefore, you would assume, yeah. That he would have to see, if you hold that Lila is Mechusas Man, you would assume you would have to see all three in the daytime. So if he started in the nighttime, how did they join together? He only saw two in the daytime. He didn't see three in, right? So how can you join the one in the nighttime to the two in the daytime? Doesn't make sense. That was his kasha. Kamash Milan. So that's Rabbi Yochanan's kiddush. So no, it's not true. Even though, despite the fact that he saw one in the night time, doesn't matter. That still joins together with the two in the daytime. Like Rabbi Yosef said, Rabbi Yosef answered, and that is the bottom. Rabbi Yosef's answer is this, because he says like this. Look, you see the bottom right over here. So one, the first one over here, he says, Rabbi Yosef said, we know that Shechva Zera and Zoiv can add together in order to make somebody a Zav. So the first one you see over here, it's the shikva in our code, it's the shikva zera, is on the right. So he saw shikva zera first, and then he saw two zovs, yeah? So that person will become a zav, and he would have to bring a korban, yeah? So we see, says Rabbi Yosef, we're not so concerned about the first thing he sees. I mean, even though it's not exactly the same, right? It doesn't matter if it's in a different time frame, it doesn't matter if it's somewhat different halachically. Yeah, still be joined together, so we're not so concerned about the first one. So that was basically what Rabbi Yochanan was coming to tell us at that point, that even though that one was in the night, it can still join together with the two in the day.
How do we know what
Rabbi Yochanan
said?
You have to iron Chrysos.
That's the question. I don't want to grasp the question. As a person, he has, a nocturnal emission, which is zero. How is he known if that's self?
Right. So like this. So they say over here.
The way the arrow
point, that is one way of knowing. And also the Gemara says no. It's all spoken about. Well, the arrow, the lashon of the Gemara is that shechva zera generally comes from a live member, meaning he's excited. and erect, as we would know it. Yeah, and Zov is, that's why I called it an unexcited dribble. Yeah, I mean it, when it's not erect.
Yeah, but it means it's.
But if it's not, so you don't know, right? So you don't know. So there is, you can actually examine it. You can send it to the lab, whatever. But no, you can actually see there's a difference in either the colour or the consistency. One's slightly. I didn't get it because it compared it to some kind of egg. One's like an egg that can have chicks, and one's an egg that can't have chicks. Yeah, no, it's an idiot. Well, one is like Beta Muzureris or something. I don't know, but people know, whatever. That.
Not anymore, though.
Yeah, I think it was a sickness they used to have, according to some, yeah, I think. Yes, we're going to stop it.